Well, good morning po sa inyong lahat. Welcome po sa ating Soul Devo for today. It's a Wednesday. Siyempre, as usual, meron po tayong time to study the Word of God together. At ako po si Pastor Bong, for those of you who may not know me, or PB for short, kaya ang tawag natin sa program natin ay Soul Devo with PB. Well, hello sa inyong lahat, and you know, kung kayo ay nasa Pinas, siyempre good morning. At kung kayo naman po ay nasa ibang lugar, maybe it's a good evening for you or a good afternoon. So, tayo po ay nagpapatuloy sa ating pag-aaral ng Gospel of Luke. And of course, malapit na po tayo matapos. Thanks be to God. Tayo ay palapit na ng palapit, no? Sa katapusan ng Gospel of Luke, and I'm already excited na, no, sa ating susunod na pag-aaralan, no, by the grace of God. And that is, of course, the book of Acts, no? So, after Luke, we're going to study the book of Acts, kaya mag-ready kayo, no? So, we are going to read that exciting narrative or exciting na book. So, for now, tuloy po tayo sa Gospel of Luke, and today, tayo po ay mag-aaral ng topic na true generosity, okay? At ito ay mula sa Luke 21 verses 1 to 4. A short passage, pero huwag natin mamaliitin yan. It contains wisdom for us. So, kung magiging open tayo sa Panginoon and we are willing to listen to the Holy Spirit, you know, perhaps the Lord is going to give us a breakthrough, no? Sa buhay natin, lalo na sa area ng ating finances. Okay? Kahapon lang eh I met with the church stewardship team, and we were talking about our monthly budget and what we need to do para ma-meet natin yung mga, you know, budget concerns natin. And one thing that really struck me is that you know, by the grace of God naman, we are able to meet our budget before, pero now we are in a new center, in a new place, and therefore there are new challenges. And we are in need of people stepping up, you know, sa area ng kanilang giving, as well as, of course, siyempre we need the new givers, no, coming into the church. And that is, of course, a challenge. Pero I do believe na God, by His grace, is going to provide, no, for all our needs. Kailangan lang talaga mag-level up tayo, matuto tayo how to be faithful in the area of giving, in the area of finances, as well as, you know, mag-reach out, mag-disciple tayo ng mga tao so that we can have ika nga mga new and faithful na mga stewards, you know, mga givers. So, purihin ang Panginoon. I'm really excited in how the Lord is going to meet that need sa church, and I know that God is going to bless all of us as we continue to grow, no, in this area. So, purihin ang Panginoon, no? I-ready na po natin ang ating mga sarili. Tayo po ay manalangin. Let's pray and ask God to speak to us, no, through our daily devotions, or through our devotions rather, sa araw na ito. So, manalangin po tayo. Lord, maraming salamat for your grace upon us, for teaching us how to be good stewards pagdating sa area ng finances. And today, once again, we are looking at another passage kung saan you want us to understand what the Spirit of the Lord is teaching us. And help us, Panginoon, help us to overcome greed. Help us to overcome yung tendency namin not to trust in you pagdating sa provisions, pagdating sa resources. So help us, O Lord, to live by faith as followers of Christ and to be faithful pagdating sa area ng lalong-lalo na pagbibigay. So maraming salamat po, Panginoon. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Alright, so praise God. So our topic today, once again, is about true generosity. And we're looking at Luke chapter 21, verses 1 to 4. So, ating basahin ngayon yan. Alright? So, let's start off with this verse. Sabi ngayon sa verse 1. As he looked up, no, Jesus saw the rich putting their gifts into the temple treasury. So, the Lord Jesus was in the area, and he was observing yung mga mayayaman na tao putting in their gifts. And then sabi rin dito, he also saw a poor widow put in two very small copper coins. So ang mga widow, yung wala ng asawa, namatay ng asawa, and maybe with children or without children, pero basically we're just told na she is a widow and then she is poor. Both of which medyo matinding kalagayan yun during that time. No, if you're a widow, sabihin wala nang nag-aalaga sa iyo, and you are on your own, and then poor ka pa, so that is a double, ika nga, jeopardy, no, sa isang tao. But apparently hindi yun nag-limit sa kanya, no, in terms of giving. Sabi, nakita daw ni Jesus that she put in two very small copper coins, which is maybe equivalent to just a few minutes of work kung nagtatrabaho ka during that time. In other words, minuto lang, not even an hour's work, yung two copper coins na yan, two small copper coins. And then sabi nga nito, I tell you the truth, no? So when Jesus, whenever he says something like that, na I tell you the truth, he's basically emphasizing a very important, hindi lang basta truth, but a revelation of how God sees things. Kung ano yung nakikita ng Panginoon, ano yung reality, no, in the kingdom of God. So I tell you the truth, he said, this poor widow has put in more than all the others. So Jesus was actually highlighting the fact na sa mata ng Panginoon, yung binigay ng poor widow was actually greater than everyone else's, giving. And then sabi niya, all these people, referring to the rich people, gave their gifts out of their wealth. Okay? Remember, they were rich, no? Yun ang description sa kanila. But she, out of her poverty, no, put in all she had to live on. So yung apparently yung two small copper coins na yon was all that she really had, and for her to give it away, to donate it para sa gawain ng Panginoon, was really outstanding and amazing. And of course, this is what Jesus was saying basically to his disciples as well as to the teachers of the law previously, di ba, na naalala nyo, we looked at the blind spots of leaders. And one of the blind spots is covetousness, no? Yung pagkakaroon ng greed sa puso. And so today we want to look at this story, and I want us to just reflect upon what is the measure, no, of true generosity. And there are three, tests or questions that I want to bring up to your attention, to my attention as well. Na magandang tanongin natin sa sarili natin and really reflect upon it, no? The first one is, do we give out of obligation? Now, of course, in the passage, nakikita natin na yung mga mayayaman were giving, di ba? Nakita ni Jesus yung mga mayayaman, they gave, he saw how they are putting in, their gifts into the temple treasury, which is of course part of their ika practice bilang mga reliyosong mga tao. Okay? And but later on sinabi ni Jesus, but compared dun sa woman, no, she really doesn't really have to give at all, kasi kung tutuusin yun na lang yung natitira sa kanya, eh, no? But she gave anyway. Okay, she gave from, sabi nga ni Jesus, out of her poverty. Yan ang description sa kanya. So, this is something to reflect upon. Pag tayo ba ay nagbibigay, do we give kasi kailangan, required, Or is it something na, out of our own hearts, generous hearts? Minsan kasi mga tao, minsan nagtatanong sa akin, Pastor, pag sinabi bang tithes, kailangan ba 10% and all of that? So yung mga tanong na yun, for me, indicates, of course, it could be an honest question. So I'm not saying na sa lahat naman ng pagkakataon ay merong maling motibo doon. Pero sometimes people are more interested in making sure na, okay, kung required yan, sige, I'll give it, pero, not more than that. Parang ano yan, eh. Parang sa tax, 'di ba? Pag nagbabayad ka ng tax. Of course, obligado ka, kailangan ka magbayad ng tax, but only as far as what is required lang, no? I mean, not beyond that, hopefully, 'di ba? So, we give out of obligation kasi ayaw naman natin makulong. But at the same time, sa puso natin, it's not really generosity that is motivating us. It's more like, yun nga, obligation. So, of course, hindi naman taxation yung sa church, ano, o yung sa giving natin sa Panginoon. But sometimes people have that tendency to think of giving more like, okay, required, nakakahiya naman. Or, sometimes kahit sa restaurant, pag tayo ay kumakain, di ba? Minsan, nagtatanong tayo, may service charge na ba? Okay. I mean, what we're saying actually is, do I really have to give a tip? No? Parang ganon. So, I'm not saying that in all situations, in all circumstances, pag tayo ay nag-i-inquire or whatever, na parang hindi tama yung heart natin. But we need to ask the question, do we give out of obligation? No? Yung pagbibigay ba natin sa church kasi parang required o nakakahiya naman? Or is it because we really love the Lord and we love the church where we belong and we want to be part of the mission and the purpose of the church? Gusto natin maging bahagi, no, ng katuparan ng purpose ni Lord, in and through our church, RLCC, for example. So I challenge you today, sa iyong pagbibigay. If you are giving already, you can ask yourself, am I giving kasi kailangan? Or, is it something na kung pwede nga lang, kung makakalusot tayo, wag na lang, di ba? We need to ask ourselves. Now, if you're not yet giving, I don't want you to feel na parang, okay, kailangan daw mag-give, sabi ni Pastor Bong. No, that's not the motive of generosity or true generosity. Like this poor widow na sakita natin sa storya, she doesn't really have to give. No, kung tutukusin, kasi that's all she has. Two small copper coins, no? Equivalent to just a few minutes of labor kung nagtatrabaho siya. So in other words, ganun lang kaliit yun. And she would be forgiven if, for example, sinabi niya, ito na lang kasi pera ko eh. I don't think people, or not even God siguro, would hold her parang accountable for that. God doesn't want us to parang give na kasi parang baga no choice na tayo. He wants us to give out of a generous heart. Okay, so yun yung unang question natin. Do we give out of obligation? Secondly, do we give to be seen by others? Okay, do we give to be seen by others? Now, we know that Jesus saw, okay, the rich people giving. Okay, sorry, let me just remove that. He saw the giving. He also saw the giving of the poor widow. So both givers were seen by Jesus. So why? Because it was a public thing, yung temple treasury, meron silang giving na parang mukhang, parang funnel, okay? And when people give, actually tumutunog yun when they give, this is something na na we need to ask ourselves. Do we give in order to be seen by others? Now, of course, during the pandemic, if you remember, yung giving natin was transitioned from physical to online kasi wala na nga tayong meeting noon eh, nung mga panahon ng pandemic, di ba? But interestingly, the giving also went down than normal. And then when we started meeting again face to face, yung giving natin nag-grow. I'm not questioning yung motibo ng bawat isa, but or maybe siguro people would feel more, sabihin natin, parang more inclined to give kapag it's a physical way of giving. O kaya siguro some people may not be so techy, di ba? So parang nahihirapan sila sa online giving. But again, and I just want to highlight na minsan, perhaps, kung di tayo nag-iingat. Now, again, I don't want to judge anyone, but we need to ask ourselves, do I give? Kasi I just want people to see that I'm generous or whatever. Kaya nga, I'm really impressed minsan. Whenever I discover, okay, that people sometimes would give a lot, and then nobody really knows. Okay, hindi talaga alam, okay? He or she probably would send yung kanyang giving sa church. And of course, ang nakakaalam niya would be yung ating finance people, no? Pero, you know, for the rest of us, probably we were not aware of that giving. No, there was one time somebody gave a check, no, and it was a huge amount. And I'm really parang, you know, thanking God, no, na merong ganung mga givers, not trying to get attention. You know, hindi nila sinasabi na parang, oy, nagbigay ako, ha, or something to that effect, di ba? Oh, sinagot ko yan, ano? There was one time a, you know, a very, you know, generous member of our church na, you know, sinabi lang niya na, you know, I'm going to donate this and please don't tell anybody, don't even mention me in public or whatever. And I said to myself, ito yung mga kailangan sa church, eh, di ba? Mga givers na hindi naghahanap ng atensyon. They're not giving in order to be ika nga sabihin natin to be you know para hangaan or purihin or whatever, no? So this is the second question I believe that we can ask ourselves para malaman natin, are we giving out of true generosity? You know, so the first question is, do we feel obligated? No, pangalawa is, do we give to be seen by others? Okay, now this has nothing to do with putting your name, no, sa envelope. Because some people think na, oh, huwag na natin lagay yung pangalan natin sa envelope. Kasi para huwag na malaman ng mga tao na tayo yun. Now, I understand where that is coming from. Pero there is a reason why we want to encourage people to put their names or even other details doon. At ang reason na yun ay walang iba kundi accountability. We want to record, you know, make sure that your giving is properly recorded and properly, of course, ascribed to you. Which brings me to another reason, which is, of course, we want people to, you know, to grow in their faith. Kaya, you know, we want to give receipts at the end of the year para yung mga tao would be able to see, kamusta na ako in this area. Because finances, or the way we handle finances is really a reflection of our relationship with the Lord. Kasi if you read the Gospels, one of the most common, no, na ika nga parang idol sa buhay ng mga tao is money. Okay? So much so that it is mentioned, you know, far more often than any other issue, you know, sa New Testament, for example, even for the rest of the Bible. Talaga namang money is often mentioned as a parang competitor, no? Pagdating sa puso ng isang tao. That's why I believe na when you put our names, ganyan, and we really pay attention to our giving, we are actually basically saying through those actions na, you know, I value, no, my relationship with the Lord. I want to grow in this area. Now, of course, syempre, iba-ibang level tayo and we should not judge one another or anything like that. We should give, you know, from true generosity, out of true generosity. And so we ask ourselves the first question, am I giving out of obligation? Pangalawa, am I giving to be seen by others? And now finally, you know, do we give and then worry about what is left? This I think is medyo a subtle thing na medyo baka tayo hindi tayo aware. Do we give, you know, and then worry about what is left? Again, you know, nakita ni Jesus yung poor widow. She gave two very small copper coins. And then the Lord said, you know, I tell you the truth. He said, this poor widow has put more than all the others. Okay? And then he explained further, sabi ni Jesus, all these people gave their gifts out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on. So, yung question na pwede natin itanong sa sarili natin to determine, am I growing in generosity? Okay? Is, do I worry? Do I worry? Pagkatapos ko magbigay, you know, am I afraid? No, paano na yan? Wala na ako. No? This woman gave, sabi nga ni Jesus, out of her poverty, all she had to live on. No? Sabi ganyan. In other words, she was willing to trust God for her provisions. And I think that's where we all struggle pagdating sa area ng trust. Whatever spiritual discipline that may be yan. No? For example, silence and solitude is a wonderful discipline, pero sometimes hindi natin magawa because we're thinking, Well, ang kailangan kong, marami akong kailangan gawin, you know? So I cannot really practice silence and solitude or prayer, no? Or reading my Bible. There's always the worry na, ay, paano tong ganyan, paano tong ganito? And this is also true pagdating sa area ng giving. Sometimes when we give, you know, andun yung worry natin, eh, paano na yun? May mga babayaran ako and so forth and so on. So that's why I think, you know, a lot of times, this is an area of contention sa puso natin. I'm not saying na, you know, maging unwise tayo and, for example, gamitin yung pera para, you know, pambayad, you know, sa ganito and kung kailangan bayaran. But I think we can ask this question with all honesty. You know, if we give to the Lord, we don't give out of obligation. We don't give para makita ng mga tao. And definitely, we don't give and then worry. Because we know now, when we give, the Lord really is the one who provides for all our needs. We're just acknowledging yung provisions na yun through our giving. We're not basically saying, oh yan, Lord, so paano na ako ngayon? So we are basically coming before the Lord and saying, God, I just want to thank you for your provisions in my life, for how you're providing for my family. And my way of saying thank you, Lord, is through my giving, no? And this is where the Lord wants us to grow, eh, no? So una, do we give out of obligation? Do we give, you know, to be seen by others? And then do we give and then worry about what is left? So, in other words, ito po yung thought na gusto ko i-share sa inyo sa ating Soul Devo. God doesn't count our giving, but He weighs our hearts. So, God doesn't count our giving. Hindi niya binibilang kung gaano kalaki yan. Okay? What He's looking at is our heart. So, do we give out of obligation? Do we give to be seen by others? Do we give and then worry about what is left? So in other words, do we have generous hearts? Amen? So we all need to grow in this area, tayo, including myself, you know, and we all need to grow in the area of giving kasi this is part of our spiritual growth. So I pray for each one of you. If you're already giving to the Lord regularly, so I pray na you would continue to grow in your giving. And not just parang, okay, ano ba yung obligasyon ko? Ilang percent ba yan? You know? So, hindi yun dapat ang ano natin, iniisip natin. We should be generous in our giving and free in our giving, you know, and not worry because we know that the Lord will take care of us. Now, if you are not yet giving, you know, of course, you know, I would ask why you are not yet giving. Maybe you have questions and you can reach out to me privately if you like or through your small group. But, minsan, if you're not giving, maybe it's because you don't really trust the Lord. And maybe it's time for you to trust the Lord, lalo-lalo sa area ng finances. Okay? So, I hope and pray that you would take the time to pray to the Lord and ask Him to give you the grace of giving. Kasi ang pagbibigay is really grace. Ibig sabihin, it's a gift from the Lord that we are able to give. It's not something na natural sa atin. It is the grace of God in us through the Holy Spirit that enables us to be generous. Amen? So tayo po yung manalangin at pagmuni-munihan natin ito na pag-usapan natin today. So let's pray. Lord, maraming salamat for reminding us, Panginoon, that we need to grow in the area of giving. We need to be generous. And so, Lord, I pray for all of us na no, may mga struggles sa area nito. I pray that, Lord, in your mercy, you would deliver us from any kind of unbelief or mistrust or whatever. And enable us, Panginoon, by your Spirit to be generous, Lord God. So, Lord, maraming salamat sa iyo, Panginoon. Thank you for your work in our lives, in our hearts. Salamat po in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right.